You living now?
I'm living at home.
With mom and pop?
Yeah.
How long you been dating your boyfriend?
About 2 years.
You got a job?
Of course.
Hey, you calling me from the job now?
Yeah.
What would mom and pop say if you moved in with him?
Oh, I don't know.
Would it alienate? But they know he's knocking the bottom out of it, huh?
Yeah, probably.
You spend the weekend with him occasionally?
Yeah.
And mom and dad don't get upset?
Not really.
They call you when you're over at his house?
Yeah.
Sometimes you call home at 11 o'clock at night, you're over there.
Yeah.
They know full well.
I'm sure they do.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. That's why I called you. I need your advice.
Well, it seems to me that if this love that you share for this man is so compelling, that maybe you wouldn't have to ask advice. You'd say, geez, I just want to be around him all the time. Yes, by all means, let me bring my curlers, my blow dryer, and my dippity-doo. Huh?
Sounds good to me.
But by virtue of the fact that you have to ask, maybe there's some doubt. What is his doubt?
Well, I don't know.
You think you're going to marry him one day?
Probably.
Well, then, eh? You might as well just, if you think you're going to marry him, you might as well just test it out. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, move in, see how it goes. No fuss, no muss. Leave the door open at home just in case you can't stand his face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you see him every day anyway?
Yeah.
Well, then.
All the time.
Well, what the hey?
Yeah. Make it convenient, huh?
Yeah. But don't just do it for convenience sake. I trust there should be a certain heart-pounding thrill that surges through you at the very thought of spending night after night in his arms, eh?
Oh, yeah, definitely there is. Oh, what wish I could do it now?
Huh?
Wish I could do it now.
Well, then there you go.
All right.
Add all your stinking stuff and move it over there. Eh?
Would you want to help me?
No, thanks. I don't move stuff like that. Please, please. See you later.
Okay.
I mean, my God. 101, hello.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
You want to put me on hold right quick?
Sure. Hang on a second. I'll be back. 101, hello.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Listen, have you ever seen a West Virginia parade?
No.
Well, I was down there by the New River. I went rafting down there over the fall.
Uh-huh.
And we were coming back, and it's raining.
Yeah.
And I look, and they stop all the traffic on the road, and here comes a parade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got 10 fire trucks. I think it was everyone from two counties.
Uh-huh.
And five guys on horseback and about 10 kids on bicycles.
And that's it?
And that's it. And they call that a parade. I was wondering if you and your daddy could be in one of them parades for a skit.
Yeah, I hate parades.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hate a parade. I hate the band. I hate the songs. I hate a parade. You know, blocks up the traffic. When they have parades in D.C., it's the worst. Because they got to block off all these intersections and they're long parades. And you're sitting there and traffic is snarling and gnarling. And your car's overheating and you're late for where you're going. And they're marching and waving. And then you'd like to take one of those batons and grease it up with Vaseline. And, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
What about a West Virginia parade?
No, that sounds like a good one. I could go for 10 fire trucks, 14 kids on bicycles, and that's that. A couple of hogs, and that's that. But none of these long, mile-and-a-half-long extravaganzas. Jeez.
Sis, what are you doing here? Where's Alex?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I'll just sit in that spacious salon. Sometimes I'll just sit on the deck watching passers-by on the dock, waving casually. Hello. But I'll tell you what, every now and then I gotta test the metal of the boat. You see, when I hear those engines throbbing, if I'm at a marina away from home, I leave without actually untying the boat from the dock. I leave without actually untying the boat from the dock! Show real power. I have all the lines, even the spring lines, are attached to the dock. I rev up the engine, then I put it in gear. Stupid maggots and sailboats peek out to wonder what the hell a racket is. Who's revving his engines like that dockside? As they peek out of their day sailors and catamarans, I have the engines on full line, straining at the dock. What's gonna give first, the cleats or the dock? Blah 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 blah. I got that thing in reverse. The water boiling around me. Blah 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 blah. Finally, the dock gives way. As the masts of the day sailors clang together, becoming hopelessly entwined, people floating in the water. The dockmaster usually comes running down. Hey, you, what the hell you think you're doing? I'm tied on boat from the dock. I'm pulling half the dock out to sea with me. He comes running down. I just lean out of the pilot house and say, eat lead, maggot! pushes his way into the water. And then as I look at the bobbing cadavers, I plow right through them. Those props chopping through flesh. Blood, you, spilling viscera and half-eaten cheese sandwiches throughout the day. Usually that's when my honey will run up on deck. Are you pulling away from the dock without untying again? Have you just tried another dock? Geez, you shut the dock master mic on. And look at you mangling the bodies. I say, baby, come on now. I always mangle the bodies. After all, catfish gotta eat too, you know. It's 17 minutes after 8. Look at me! Yeah, driving through the snow. I done locked the hub, Jack. I locked the hub. Yeah, you make fun of my vehicle today, why don't you? Huh? Make fun of it today. Look at that maggot in his compact car. He's stuck on that hill. He won't get far. Sitting there with his tires smoking. I got a buzz from doing some toking. He says, Mother, could you please give me a push? I just drive right over him with a big old squish. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Yeah, my truck is ugly and it's kind of rusty. The seats are speckled and it smells kind of musty. I got a gun rack and sheepskin seats. And that sound of the engine make you go in eight. I got the cruise control, I drive with my knees. Freeing my hands to enjoy Rosie with ease. When you got a trusted truck like I got, when I got a char red man, hell, I just spit it in the ashtray. And if I miss the ashtray, no big deal about it. Yeah, grab that clutch, go ahead and pop it. Ain't no amount of snow ever gonna stop it. Got knobby tires just to suck at the ground. Listen to that throbbing engine sound there. Yeah, buddy, it may not be a Lamborghini, but it's bold and the pavements are teeny. Oh, baby, I'm redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. So this summer, when you look at me and sneer, as I'm sitting in my truck drinking a beer, yeah, you'll say, oh, totally bourgeois. You think a man like that would have an imported car? Well, in the wintertime, you'll be out of luck. Because I'll be going when your ass is stuck. Baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Everybody's a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. Yeah, yeah, can't help it, I'm a redneck. Oh, baby, I'm a redneck. She ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet out the door. Cause my gal is red on your gal, ain't doodly squat. My gal is red on your gal, ain't doodly squat. She ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Watch me peck out that you. Side seven. I'm a duck walking daddy. And she walks all night, talks all day. She the kind of woman gotta have her way. Cause my gal is red on your gal, ain't doodly squat. My gal is red on your gal, ain't doodly squat. She ain't got money, she ain't got a life. All I've done is about 100 times. So nice, and she lets me heft it once or twice. Cause my gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. My gal is red hot, woman, that's what I like. Not a wishy-washy woman, change your mind every night. My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat. She ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Oh! Panting, look at me. Oh, jeez. A little vascular constriction, could it be? Not I. It's 11 minutes before 9 o'clock with the Grease Man stringing them together at DC 101. Izzy, Mikey, Irving, Sam, we're the guys that eat no ham. To live, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to live. Singing, hanene, rantene, hanene, rantene, hanene. All right, Paul. You're going to be our enlightened goy of the day, and your word is yenta. You ever heard that word before?
No, I haven't.
You never heard yenta?
I've never heard yenta.
Oh, come on. Come. Well, it has a number of meanings, but the most common usage is kind of like a gossipy woman. A gossipy woman. It's not a particularly complimentary term, but it's not really, it's one you can use in public and you can use, with the family. But it's like, you know, someone that gossips, they sit around. Kind of like a blabbermouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, so the next time you're over at your grandma's house, and she's telling you about Aunt Hazel, who was talking to Uncle Sid, who was going out with Hazel's former son-in-law, and she's complaining about the cost of heating and the electric bill, and the neighbor's electric bill is as much. You'll say to her, Grandma, stop acting like a...
Yanta!
Paul Gannon, you're a tribesman for a day! Now, get out there and pay retail, all right?
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Let me... Here you go. Go to the land of the dead. No matter how many times I tell Estelle, with her fish belly skin, put on a sunblock. We get down to Mexico, and she would fall asleep in the sun the first day, be lobster red, sun poisoning, heaving her guts, nighttime chills. It got so, you know, the first day we went there on our last vacation, there she is lying there, falls right asleep. No sunblock, no nothing. So I got mad. I took a handful of sand, and I dropped it on her back. Spelled out hog, H-O-G. I spelled it out with sand on her back, and I let her sleep for 2 hours. Finally, she woke up and thought, I'm hot. She went in for a dip, and sure enough, when she came out, her back was blaze red, except for that white hog written across it. It was great. People were laughing, cackling. We're standing there at the bar. What about all these people are laughing about? At night, they had a formal sitting for dinner. She put on this black dress with teeny tiny straps across the shoulders and no back, walks into the dinner hall. People are chuckling and pointing. Finally, she sees it. She goes, my God! I said, yeah. She said, I'm changing my clothes. So she put on this totally, you know, it had sleeves and everything, a white cotton, like, jumpsuit. She comes back, sits down. People are still laughing. She goes up to the smorgasbord line. People are still laughing. And she said, why are they laughing now? They can't see it. They're not laughing at the hog. They're laughing at those polka dots on your behind. When you sat down, you must have squashed all your boils, Estelle.
Changing the way Washington talks.
Great gal.
It's the Grease Man on DC 101.
It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. 18 after 9. With the Grease, please, carry me away. Let's pick up the blower. Good morning.
Hey, Grease Man.
Yeah.
What's up, man? I'm a good listener.
I appreciate it.
I listen every day at work, but I never have a phone, and now that it snowed, I was able to call you.
Well, I appreciate it.
I will be going to work today, though.
What do you do?
I'm apartment maintenance, and I got a shovel of walks.
Well,
I'm talking 10 apartments, man. Well, I'll be working till 8 o'clock.
We all have our cross to bear,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, man. Hey, off the air. I got a couple good ones. I don't know if you've heard or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell you what. Let me snatch you off the air. Listen to them. If they're good, I will pass them along immediately.
Okay.
You gotta see it too, Bob.
The snow's even more beautiful, eh? Oh, it's nice downtown here. The streets empty. The wind whipping the snow around. But I tell you what. You ain't seen snow in peace and tranquility till you've seen it in West Virginia! What do we say in West Virginia? I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia cut it up for me. West Virginia's cut it up for me. Well, there's this young West Virginia couple, they just get married. And they so nervous and they so bumbling. There wasn't no hobble that took place on that wedding night. So the next day, the young girl goes to the doctor and she asks a medical man to find out what fur, so she knows better how to hobble. So she says to him, she said, "Doctor, I need to ask you some questions." And I'm a little embarrassed. Doctor says, "Don't be embarrassed." She said, "Well, first of all, I ain't never seen a man in the buff like that before. What is that gnarled and nasty dangling appendage?" Doctor said, "Say no more. That's the hydraulics." And she said, "Well, what do you call that bulbous?" He said, "Oh, that would be, I know, just the tip. Just the tip. The peak." She said, "All right. Well, what are them two things hanging about 15 inches from the peak?" And the doctor's eyes get all wide. Did he bug out of his head? And he says, "Well, I don't know about your husband, but on me, that'd be the cheeks of my butt."
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man.
Offending guy and say with malice aforethought, your mama
is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me.
Well, you're sitting in the parking lot and your batteries are dead. Somehow you left your lights on. You must have lost your head. So a guy in a tow truck comes along. He wants 15 bucks for a jump. Here's what you tell him. As your hydraulics, you pump.
Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me.
Well, you're attending a nudist camp and you decide to take a stroll. You can't decide whether to play volleyball or maybe even bowl. Well, you come upon a young man who opens his effeminate yap. Here's what you tell him when he says, "Hi there, would you like to sit in my lap?"
Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me.
Well, it really is storming out. It's one of our biggest snows. So you listen to the Grease Man to see if your school is closed. Well, he reads every county, but he says that yours is open. Here's what you tell that jock, because you were really hoping. Your mama
was good enough for me.
Over.
Your mama was good enough for me.
It's the International Eye. Keep it coming.
Watch me, I watch you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, watch me, bambino, ba, ba, bo. Bo, bo, co, piccolino, when you kiss me, and I'm a kiss of you. Tra, la, 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 loo.
She's beefy.
Ba, ba, watch me, my baby, ba, ba, bo. Bo, bo, just say yes, and maybe if you squeeze me, and I'm a squeeze of you. Tra, la, 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 loo.
I don't think I really want to.
Be you by, oh, boo. When you botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botcha me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 lee.
All right, I'll dance with you, though. Geez, lady, what do you got under your arms? Gorgonzola? Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. De la Caron. That's all right, young man. Let's do the bump, man. Keep my distance this way. Yeah. All right, you and me together. What do you say? Let's share the same sunlight. Botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botcha me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me, and I'll squeeze you. La, 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 do. Be you, my, oh, be you, boo. Won't you botcha, botcha me?
Kiss me.
Pass. Be you, my, oh, be you, boo. When you botcha me, I botcha you.
Come on, you kiss me.
No, ba. Ba, ba, botcha me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la, be you, by you, be you, bo.
Botcha me, ba.
Hey, look at this, lady. Take a look at this.
Huh? That's nice.
I thought you invited me. Very intriguing. Ooh, it's 27 minutes before. Joe, what?
Joe, I ain't telling you my last name.
To live, L'chaim. L'chaim, L'chaim, to live. Singing, ha-ne-ne, ra-ne-na, ha-ne-ne, ra-ne-na. Hoi, 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 yeah. I've got dippity-doo in my payas. My payas is standing straight out from the sides of my head because I'm punk Hasidic. Starting something new. I throw my high over my head. Look at me. Hey, 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 hey. Did you stop under the hopper? Hey, stop the rudder hopper. Chutzpah is gall, like unmitigated gall. Have you heard that expression? You know what that is?
Say it again.
Unmitigated gall.
No, I've never heard it.
Chutzpah. How old are you, sir?
22.
22 years old. You never heard of that. Let me define it in the age-old way chutzpah is defined. Chutzpah is murdering your mother and father and then asking the court to have mercy on you because you're an orphan. Do you understand the concept of chutzpah?
I've got it, Grease. Thanks.
All right. So the next time you're waiting in line to get onto a highway, there's a sign that says right lane closed ahead, so everybody's in the left lane. But here comes some hotshot bumming down the shoulder of the road at high speed, and then he thinks he's going to get all the way to the front of the line and push in front of everybody else. You look at your honey and say, look at that guy. Boy, what?
Chutzpah!
Joe, you're a tribesman for a day! Tune in again with another hapless goy. It's given a gleaning into the chosen lifestyle. It's 23 minutes before 10 o'clock with the Grease Man. You know where they're going in heat, you tell me. Hello, 101.
Hey, Grease.
Yeah.
I need your advice, man. I am perturbed.
What's the matter?
I am livid.
Why?
I got a DWI a couple months ago, right?
What happened?
Huh?
Well, so you were in the bag.
No, not really. A little bit.
So what's the problem?
They tell me I got to go to this ASAP program, right? Supposed to show up this morning at 7:30.
Yeah?
Drag my tail out of bed. 6:30 in the morning, drive all the way out there.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm 5 minutes late, they snag my license.
Yeah.
I wait in the parking lot for an hour and a half, and these candy butts don't show up.
So, but if they had shown up and you weren't there, you'd have been in deep poop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't show up, there's no repercussion.
Well, that's, you know, that's the kind of thing. That's why you just don't want to get a DWI.
Hey, man, but...
I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but...
If you hadn't been...
But these are supposed to be responsible adults. They're there to do a job, right?
It's different. They're not endangering lives by not showing up.
Yeah, but they're making me pay $300 for the privilege of keeping my license on a restricted basis.
That's good. You ever seen what it looks like when there's a car accident? I mean, there's people dying every week. It's nasty. People are slammed up, ripped off, limbs crushed, families ruined, lives. So I think...
There was no accident involved.
So, hey, so the next time you're thinking of having that second pop before you drive, you'll think, geez, I better not. I get another DWI. I'll be going to the ASAP program. Sometimes they don't show up. This is all part of your discipline.
Oh, I realize
that. That was a lesson for you today. By virtue of the fact they didn't show up, it was them saying to you, sit on, drive drunk, and you won't have to worry about whether we show up or not. That's all the people in the ASAP just said to you today by lying in bed. They said to you, so next time you lay off the sauce, you won't even have to worry about it. Yeah, next time, years from now, when this is all behind you, when there's about 2 feet of snow on the ground, you'll lie there under the bed, 6:30, your job's canceled, you don't have to go anywhere, you'll smile and say, I'm one of them ASAP people going to show up, but you won't care. Because you long since paid your debt to society. And if your debt to society includes sitting in a parking lot for an hour and having a snowy morning, it's better than the debt paid by people who are mangled. By people driving under the influence, eh?
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
I'm actually going to use that joke I gave you yesterday. Two kids up in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, you did give me that.
Well, I forgot about that.
I did. All right, but
before you go off today?
I might. I did a West Virginia already, but I might. I appreciate the kind thought.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks, Grace.
You bet. 101. Good morning. Good little bottom day.
Hi, Grace. I got a request for you.
Sure.
I need you to do that song to the tune Christmas in Killarney. You know, that get out of here and a... Come back again. Yeah, I'm making a tape for a friend, and that's the only thing we need.
Really? You have the whole lawman south of the border, good ship Greece?
The whole works. That's the only thing we need.
Rosie Redneck.
You got it.
The whole 9 yards, huh? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. All right, I'll try to squeeze it in. If not today, I'll do it, first thing Monday, or maybe even on the best of show tomorrow, okay?
All right, we're counting on you.
All right.
Take it easy.
I'm a man, buddy. You can count on me. 101 long distance line.
Hi, Grace.
Yeah.
This is Carol calling for God-forsaken Manassas.
Yeah.
I wanted to wish my honey's out there providing people with cable television today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I wanted to say hi to him, and you're doing a great job.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Can my son talk to you real fast?
How old is he?
He's 6.
All right, sure.
Okay, here he is.
All right.
Hello?
He's a young boy, possessed. He's the boy from hell. It's 7 minutes before 10 o'clock. No, we still have time for some more shrieking. I don't think YDB would mind if I overlapped a little bit, huh? If I linger a little bit longer here at the Mega Mother?
Another open.
I have known.
Well, I went to see my gal, she wouldn't let me in. She had come, yeah, and had come again, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl who taught science. I said, hey, baby, how about fiction-ish appliance? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
I got a gal, she little and low. She used to let me shake it, but she don't no more, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl, she taught typing, although she was better at one-eyed viping, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Old Uncle Bud, about 96, he just got back from getting it fixed, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I know a girl who taught home ec. I said, do you mind if I go where you store your dreck? Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Old Aunt Jane, she bought a new hat. Believe it or not, bought it tight like that, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl who taught psychology. I broke wind, she wanted an apology. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Every red rooster and a little brown hen, they run around together, but they ain't no kin, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I know a girl who taught foreign affairs. She sent me a lock of her Tocostal hairs, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Two old maids in the folding bed. One turned over and the other one said, oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I know a girl who taught anatomy.
She said, no, 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 please don't splatter me.
Oh, yeah. I said, can't help it, baby. Oh, yeah. Georgia boys, about to be using up.
Well, I loved her in the summer and I loved her in the fall, but the cold winter days, I couldn't love her at all.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boys, about to be using that thing.
Changing the way Washington talks. It's the Grease Man.
Ooh, daddy, daddy.
On DC 101.
You've got us.
That's what you got to do sometimes. And, you know, take people's mind off. I said, Estelle, redecorate the house. She said, well, how much? I said, well, she said, I said, 30 grand. She said, 30 grand. I said, but I'm serious, though, 30 grand. 31 is fine, but preferably 28 grand, all right? She said, okay, honey, I love you. She went running out. I sat down on the old beat-up couch, watched a ball game in peace. And she went running out, and she did all the reading. She said, you want to know? I said, I don't want to know from it. Just get it and put it in, eh? So the next morning, she was all excited. She said, furniture's going to be delivered today. I went off to work. I came back home that night, and I couldn't believe my eyes. She went modern. Nama, I tried to be a Scandinavian.